Focus on Simon Shimon Beis. We're even doing a short story of Benash Moshes. Benash Moshes is a man that Ben Yoim Ben Lailo, Sovik Yoim, Sovik Lailo. And we have Chazal that matches the Shkos Benash Moshes. The simple understanding is, the Shkos is the Rabbanon. Benash Moshes is Sovik Yoim, Sovik Lailo. Sovik Rabbanon Lekulo. That's a very simple understanding. Now to put these halachas practically, the first question is, when is Benash Moshes? So very big kids are the sheet is over here to apply it. Benish Moshe's Gemara brings down on Shabbos Daf Lamadal, four different sheetas of Karef Ayin, with 2/3 of a mil, or 1/3 of a mil, or 3/4 of a mil. Maisa, we pass in the Gemara is very clear, we pass in 3/4 of a mil is Benish Moshe's. 3/4 of a mil. What is a share of a mil? Halacha, the way the Mechab, the Mechab paskins, the paskin of a mil is 18 minutes. Therefore, if a mil is 18 minutes, how long is Benish Moshes? We paskin Benish Moshes is 13.5 minutes. 13.5 minutes. Now, once we know the Benish Moshes is 13.5 minutes, from when? What? Mil is 18 minutes. And 3/4 of that is 13.5 minutes. Simple math. Now, when is Benish Moshes? When is nighttime? So, let's see, do a series of sukkahs, the Gemara of Psachim, the Avtalik Dalla brings down that nighttime is after 4 mil. Shkia, then you have 4 mil. That means if the mil is 18 minutes, that means 72 minutes later is nighttime. We have another Gemara that says the Shkia starts, you have Benish Moshes right away, and that's nighttime. That means nighttime is after 13.5 minutes. That's Gemara on Shabbos HaFlam HaDalek. So your serious Gemara is, when is night? Is it after 13.5 minutes, or after 72 minutes? That's a very large discrepancy. When exactly is nighttime? Machlokes Rishonim might answer. There's two main milestones of Klal Yisrael. There's a third milestone, but two main milestones. They call the Shitas Rebbeinu Tam. They call the Goinim Shita. The Rebbeinu Tam Shita is that once the bolt disappears, that's called Shkir Rishonah. The next 58.5 minutes, that means the next 3 mil and a quarter, that's Vada Yom. We have a Shkir Shnia, when the light in the west mostly disappears, that's called Shkir Shnia, and then starts Benish Moshes. And then the next 13.5 minutes is Benish Moshes. So come along again, we have one sheet on Klal Yisrael, 180 different Rishonim, and passing one like that. The halacha is that the first 58.5 minutes after Shkia is Vadayoyim, and then starts Benish Moshes. The two Shkias. The second sheet called the Goyim sheet, no, is Benish Moshes is Miyad. I think Mam Sochem, the Din Miyuchud in Karm Pesach, a Sigi over there, Mashaykin again to all other Sigis, the halacha Shkia is Miyad. Therefore, Benish Moshes right away 13.5 minutes, and then afterwards comes Lailo. That means if you make a very simple cheshbon, Shkia means the ball disappears, the sun of the ball, the sun has a ball to it, right? It goes behind the horizon and disappears. You have 72 minutes is 4 mil. What is Yom, when is Lailo? If you go with the numbers of 72, which is 4 mil, it's very simple. The first 13.5 minutes, according to the Goyim, is Benish Moshes. According to Ben Tam, it's Vada Yom. The next 45 minutes is Vaday. Vaday what? According to Bein Tam, it's Vaday Yoim. According to Goyim, it's Vaday Lailo. Then last 13.5 minutes, according to Bein Tam, that's Benish Moshes. And according to the Goyim, that's Vaday Lailo. Very simple. Now, however, to throw a monkey wrench into this problem here, he says, coming from Bialokha Be'etzem, a Reit Tzadik Gimel, that the loch is that we're saying that after 4 mil is nighttime. Yet the numerous Gemaras that say that nighttime is after 3 stars. After you have 3 stars is nighttime. The question is, which one wins out, the 3 stars or this man? Speaks out to be a locha of the Minchas Koyin. The locha is that once it gets dark, you know for sure it's night. The whole idea of Zmanim is only when you're not sure, you must suffer when it is exactly, it's cloudy outside. Otherwise, nighttime is miyad after you have 3 stars, that's nighttime. Says of Moshe Shuv, if so, he went out in New York in the tri-state area. He looked up in the sky during in the summer in the mountains where everything is very clear, and he saw that it did not get any darker after 50 minutes. 50 minutes is already the final zman, even according to Rebbeinu Tam. That means according to Moshe, Moshe says 50 is 72. You want to keep Rebbeinu Tam? He says keep 50 minutes. He says that's minig of a sender biyadenu because in Europe everyone kept 72. That's minig of a sender keep 72. Says to keep 90 is no point at all. There's no minig of a sender for that. There's no halacha for that. But he says you want to keep it by time. He says keep 50 minutes. They have a coin to him. When is Benish Moshes? Benish Moshes again is 3/4 of a mil. We're saying there's 4 mil from Shkia to Tzeis Kechavim. That means if there's 4 mil, make them 4 sections, Vatsim, there are, Benish Moshe is 3/16 of 72. If that's so, speaks out of Moshe and Shuvah, 50 minutes is the Zman from Shkia till the Tzeis Kechavim Tam. Divided by 16 times 3, comes out, Benish Moshe in New York, New Jersey is 9 minutes, he says. I mean, even though everyone knows the numbers over here are 13 and a half minutes, because that's 3/4 of a mil, he says the whole idea of Benish Moshe really depends upon how long the darkness comes from Shkia till Tzeis. If Shkia till Tzeis is 72, 3/16 is 13 and a half minutes, very good. But if you shorten the area and the Shkia till Tzeis is 50 minutes, they come down to Benish Moshe, it's 9 minutes. That means that Moshe says in his tshuva, he's marked by this concept over here. And the Kabbalah, it says, Allah is in the Rechaim Chalikdal, it's with Zalm Veiz. He says the first 9 minutes is that, according to the Goinim, is the Allah of Sabak Yom, Sabak Laila. According to Ben Tam, it's Vada Yom. The next 30 minutes, he says, according to the Ben Tam, it's Vada Yom. According to the Goinim, it's Vada Laila. The last 9 minutes, according to the Goinim, is Vada Laila. According to the Ben Tam, it's Benish Moshe. So the latest is 50. So there are two truths by Moshe that point out. One truth by Moshe says the latest is 50. There's another truth that says it's 40. I mean, again, the Chanukah Nuvah Svarim now it says number 40. So it seems like he was a little bit more subtle because it's 40 or 50. Depends who's quoting him. For example, the Gate by Neshmoshes, well, when does it start? Look up some Chabad, where he brings it down. He always brings down on top one truth and the bottom always brings down the second truth. That means it's either 50, 72 or 40, 72, making it less. The Benish Moshe is going to be either 9 or 8 minutes. Baruch. No. The Moshe is not. But he's going more L'chumro. It could be one tree was discussing Chanukah, which is winter. One's discussing look up at the mountains, which is around the summer. But he doesn't say that in Shuvah. Maestro, since we have these different Mahalchim, again, what exactly is Benish Moshe? So again, either we have what's accepted, what's said in the Svarim, 13 and a half minutes, or we have Moshe's 9 minutes over here. We have two different Zmanim, we have Main Tam, and we have the Goinim. Allah Lamaisa, how exactly we pass can we pass the Goinim, do we pass through Main Tam? So, it's my colleagues again, Ashok among the Rishonim, the Goinim, what exactly go to? Kidua, the Hasidim, Paskim, Ikka, Din, with Main Tam. However, the Choshish, a father for the others, say the Goinim Shito. The Choshish, but the right says, then we can Kabul Shabbos Bashkir, because then they went on Main Tam. Kidua, Tzal Shani, Yushalayim over here, from Zal, we actually all say, the Yushalayim, is you're passing Goinim. The Moshe the truth says he doesn't say how in the world anyone can even paskin. There's so many Rishonim paskin. What Christ anyone ever write to paskin? Really asking a question on Minhag Yerushalayim. Comes along and says Machlok Shoshokol and Vada be both sides. Mikra did. Choshe both of them. And then he says no achor. And then he makes specs out of it. That means in Klal Yisrael itself, once we have the three different shitas, or it comes along, what's the halacha? What to go do? The different halachas in Klal Yisrael. Those paskin and Bein Tam. Those are passing going in, and those are choshev both the Moshe. Now, community now leads to our sugya. We're discussing do a shvus on Benish Moshe. What Benish Moshe are you discussing? So it says this one very simple. If you hold Ikir Ben Tam, like the Nishma Shabbos the Bar Park, he says very simple. In Chanami, you want me to make until 72, well, the Holocaust is until 50, like the Moshe says is 72. So the Vadi, you should be listening. What's your shaila? Because the Loch is Benish Moshe, you can make and do mitzvah, you can do shvusim. That's him go like a man tam. If you go like the goyim, like in Israel, says Shmir Shabbos to the Orchor Shabbos, the loch is yeah, 13 and a half minutes. Somehow Shmir Shabbos says 15 minutes, and then we get the number from. Well, Maisa goes to Koryev get it over here of 13 minutes over here, 13 and a half minutes according to Moshe come out a little bit less. If you go like a Moshe that we don't really paskin, we have a shiloh here. If we go like the goyim or a man tam, so what's his amount of Benish Moshe? What to go do? So he starts clearing, what's the reason why we make up a Benish Moshe? Because the Savag Yimetzias, Savag Yoyim was Savag Lailo. The Savag Yimetzias came on Chazal and said, Savag Abba Lahokul. Over here we have my colleagues, Rabbein Tam versus the Goinim. It's the Savag Yimetzias, Rabbein Tam, Savag Yimetzias, is that more Kal than Savag Yimetzias or more Chomer than Savag Yimetzias? The Moshe brings rise to it, and about Savag Yimetzias was more Kal, or more Mekal about it. It's going to be more Mutter. One example we want, we know the Lachah by Davish Shish to Matirim, Savda Abundance could be the Lachah Le Kulo, however, by Davish Matirim could be Machmer. Some of the Pesach can say that's only when there's Savda Kimitzi, it's not true that Ed was born on Shabbos or Shabbos. Machlok Pesach can be Davish Shish to Matirim, the Maisim of Mekel. then we're not sure what to do by Davish Matir, by the place game, we can be Michael. So the Moshe over here, when Machlokes in our place, like, what is Yom, what is Lilo? That means the 30 minutes in between is really a Machlokes on the place game, if it's Vada Yom, or is it Vada Lilo? According to many time, it's Vada Yom, according to the going, it's Vada Lilo. So Moshe also can be Michael. Why it's not worse than any Benish Moshe's? He says the last 9 minutes, he says he has a problem, because Yom is Tzvek, Tzvek, Lachumro. According to the going, it's Vada Lilo, according to the Rebbein Thomas, it's Yom Tzvek, Lilo. So Moshe comes along and says, those who paskin Lachumro both sides, I mean, the most of the yeshiva, the maisa, keep both sides. We keep maisa 40, 50 months of Shabbos, mitzad that is 72, and we'll also mach medina mitzad the goyim shito. Come over, Moshe says, you can be mekel until 40 minutes after Lachus Neris.
Why the last minutes of Shabbos?
The last 9 minutes is Benish Moshe, it's
better. 4 minutes,
it is Benish Moshe, it is Benish Moshe, yeah. It is, but the last, again, 9:39, right? The last 9 minutes is Benish Moshe, according to Benish Moshe. When the was by the Lila.
Doesn't
it fluctuates around that. Where's that number coming from? Depends who you ask where that number's coming from. So
if
explain to me that number, where they're getting from. What?
If it's such a number, it should be 6 minutes.
Right. So they point out that if they're saying the 35 or 40, the number they do in Eretz Yisrael, is because that's the whole, Eretz Yisrael gets darker quicker. And then 40 is 72. They point out Benish Moshe should shrink and get to 6 minutes or 7 minutes, which we'll get to. Sorry? If that's the Yisrael, it's not clear where the numbers exactly came from, but if that's the Yisrael over here.
And the number of Shabbos
is not
the same thing?
What?
The number of Shabbos shrinks the move.
Well, shift. Let me say, for example, come over to Pesach Shubas, and he writes over here. And this seminar of Shimon Beis, he brings down the local Meister, he brings down the Moshe that you have until Benish Moshe, you have the first 40 minutes, and he brings down 9 minutes. So the Mora Shabbos of Yadler writes back to him, in the back of the, at least the Opus Keshuvas, he says, he doesn't understand. First idea of 9 minutes of Benish Moshe is a Moshe in the tri-state area. What right to have to Eretz Yisrael? Or it shrinks to 6 minutes or 7 minutes. Because again, if it gets darker quicker, the numbers shrink. That means it went from 13 after 9 to 6 and 7. A second thing he says, you tell me you have Benish Moshe, you can be Mekel, what, the first 40 minutes over here, according to Moshe. He said, the Moshe, that's why, because the Moshe is Machzik, Sayyid Bein Tam, inside the Goinim. In Eitzel, Yuchad Yishlaim, we Paskin Goinim, so you only have the first couple of minutes. You have what right do you, Peskei Shuvas, have to say, and you live where I was? Now, he's Hasidish, maybe he, Echanami, he took on a Bein Tam. Not sure. Rav Yala says, what right do you have to write a sefer? You come from in Ramot, Eretz Yisrael, that brings the Moshe Shita down, which we don't know hold that way in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. It's not a question. Which numbers are you going with? We took a Moshe in Eretz Yisrael. No, Moshe's going in, they have 9 minutes. Or 6 minutes in Eretz Yisrael. So these are caches again. That's why the numbers, if you start quoting Svarim, you have to know where they're coming from. They're building up what comes out. Let's make it simple. What lupa would come out from the yeshiva? Again, I'm not telling anyone how to paskin. The yeshiva, the maestro, usually we take on both sides. In America, and if in America, the loch is you have Benish Moshe the first 30 minutes. Moshe again, one time writes 31, one time writes 40. Let's keep it at 30. Very simple. And in Eretz Yisrael, the loch is since we ikka paskin goinim, the swam either give the number of 6, 7, 9, 13, 15, Shmir Shabbos from the 15. Let's again keep it, I think most swam just leave it simply at 10, Varech 10. And therefore, that means you have Benish Moshe to get this halach, you make all 10. So that means, again, in Chutz Laaretz, the number is Baruch 30. Over here in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch, the number is 10. What? 30 minutes. Because you're going to make Thomas Vada Yoim. Moshe is Cheshbon. Moshe writes, you make all 30 minutes. Now, okay, let's make it again very simple. Eretz Yisrael is going to be Baruch 10, maybe a little bit less. And what?
The number of 10 you're saying is going to be going, like, your Shalom is going with 30, or are you going with?
Our Shabbos went 13 minutes. Call nine minutes, or 7 minutes. Depends where the numbers are coming from. But the lowest number is 7. But our Shabbos went 15. You can make a sex second, maybe out of it. Now, also the calendar gave you a couple of minutes extra just to make sure. So who said if you machmor on these things that they be machmor for? They can take the calendar over a couple of minutes just to make sure. So this, the Benish Moshe love that you have to be choshish. So they point out maybe that's why 7 over here really turned to 9, because it really is not, it's not really 9, they just saw the calendar earlier. Fine, but mice again, we have the number in Chutz Laaretz, there's 30, that's the lowest number usually the swarm go with, and then I saw 7 to 9 minutes. But my statement of kashrub here, the loch is by Tosef Shabbos, is it didn't deraisa. Mishpur passed away a couple of times. If so, effectively Mishpur being none of Pima Godim, Tosef Shabbos is deraisa. So why are we making some double lukula? Tosef Shabbos, it did not say, let's be machman or shvushim, which are the sugi of Tosef Shabbos. And first of the Kabbalah Shabbos, Tosef Shabbos, and Mishpur went before Shabbos. So, this is the Pima Godim going back and forth, not to call the answer. The way Mishpur comes along and says, Tosef Shabbos said that means the last minute or two of Bein HaShemoshes and Chanam, he cannot be maker of Shulchan. That means if you hold Tosef Shabbos is 2 minutes, the Lokas, you cannot be maker. That means these numbers that were going out, that were saying to be maker, come to Mishmur and says, but not the last minute or two. After the Tosef Shabbos, it's in the rice already. That means to come along and says, even if I say the number is 13 and a half, you have to knock it down to 8 to 11 anyway. So the way how the Mishmur seems to go, here's here's the question over here.
Wait, how long do you...
It sounds like the Mishmur, the Chi of Tosef Shabbos is a Mitu, the Kiyim is before that, and the Kiyim...
Before what?
No. It sounds like the Chi of Tosef Shabbos, Mishmur, again, he does write the Reish Samachal of the Tosef Shabbos after Shkia's Derei, so before Shkia's Derabonon. Over here he writes, the last 2 minutes is a Chi of a Tosef Shabbos.
Of what?
So it sounds like what he's saying over here, when the Chi of Tosef Shabbos makes sure that every shvusim lemaisa could be a din derayis to mamish, and then it cannot be makel on the last 2 minutes of Ben Hashmoshes. Mashenka, before in Zakim, you did Tosef Shabbos, you're going to be makabel, what for only, for not for the shvusim or makabel for. The Kim Shaboy, you do not seem to be makabel for shvusim, we'll get to what that means, per se. We'll explain more than what that means. That means, anyway, even the number that you're saying, Kamal Mishmur says, which is the Tosef Shabbos, the last minute or two you have to makabel is at the din derayis or Tosef Shabbos. So fine. So once again, you went to the Maisa first. What is the Matan of Ben Hashemoshes apply practically? Again, what really came out in the Chutzlar is back 30 minutes. Here back, let's call it 7 to 9 minutes over here. Second thing is, we have a Lacha speaks out the Mishabura. This Indian to be Mekel is only would not be Mekabel Shabbos. So once a person is Mekabel Shabbos, you won't have the Heta of a doing a Shvosh Ben Hashemoshes. What does that mean, this idea of being Mekabel Shabbos? Who is Mekabel? How are you being Mekabel? So speaks out the Gdolah Achreinim Yilchuri of Stiris Mechaber, exactly what does it mean over here? We have Mechaber in Simon Reis HaMechalof in Sevdal, it says a person who said Baruch Hu Reni, who says the Mizmah Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, he cannot do a Tmono, he cannot make an error over there, why is Mechabel Shabbos? Once a person is Mechabel Shabbos, he does not have the Heter of doing Shvosim. The Mizmah Shir L'Yom does not be Mechabel Shabbos. Once you Mechabel Shabbos, you Mechabel your Taisu Shabbos, you cannot do a Shvos. That means a minute or two before the end of Ben Hashemoshes, that's Medinoi. But the Kiyim that you're doing, come along with the Mechaber saying, once you Mechabel it, you have no eight of doing the Shvosim. Atzal HaSheni, speaks out the Kaz, and others, there's a Mechaber Simon Tov Shin Tzad HaGimel, Sigim Erev Chatzeres. He writes over there, you want to make an Erev Chatzeres after Ben Hashemoshes, during Ben Hashemoshes, even if you Mechabel upon yourself twice on Shabbos, no problem, it's just Shvos, Ben Hashemoshes, he's Mekel. He does bring down the Yish Oisim if he did twice on Shabbos. But the Kalam Mechabes Tam Yesh Oimim Melochel Kestam. So when a person is Mechabel Shabbos during Ben Hashemoshes, do you have a heter of Shvusim Ben Hashemoshes to go do? Steers Mechaber, Reis Samachalti says very clearly an answer. When a person had vision of Shir Yom Shabbos or Kabbalah Shabbos, Baruch Hu. Mashigin Shin Sadi Gimel, the Stam is to be Mechel. How do you go answer this? The Steers Mechaber. So there are two main Mahals among them. What? No, we didn't get Mi'ol Arachim. No. We're very clear not saying the word Mi'ol Arachim. Shvusim. That's all the ballgame. We'll get to that. Come on, the Gdol HaChoydim, and they have two ways, main ways of answering it. One, the Dagam Abov, and the Behudim exam, by the Shai Tshuva, or the Graz. The Oilim like saying over, the Shivish Oilim like saying over, there's two Cholokim of being Mekabel Shabbos early. There's Mekabel Shabbos early, the Etzuma Shoyim, and the Mekabel Shabbos early, the Tosefta Shabbos. Two separate things you can Mekabel. Come on, the Chun, they point, they want to tell you that if you Mekabel a Tais for Shabbos, that you're taking on, it's not Shabbos, Be'etzim, Friday, take on Tais for Shabbos, so what do you Mekabel upon yourself? You only Mekabel upon yourself the Isra Aseis, but not the Shvosim. Tais for Shabbos. What Tais for Shabbos? The Dereises. But not the Derabonim, not the Shvosim. Mash Egim, taking on the Tzumur Shal Yoyim, the day itself you put it upon yourself. The day itself, well, you're taking Shabbos and you're putting it on Friday. Whatever Shabbos has, Friday also has. That mice can also ask the Shvosim. Therefore, the Lachim, when it says, the person says Baruch Hu, or Mizma Shiliyam HaShabbos, it's Tzuma Shiliyam, taking on Shabbos. Even the Shvosim are also. Mash Enkin, when it says in Shin Tzad HaGimel, doing Tais for Shabbos, That's only the Tosefta. It didn't the Maaseis. So the Buddha, therefore the Shavuos and the Maaseis will be Mutter. The Vazon goes this way, the Mishnah Tov goes this way. Maaseis, this Malach is not brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. When he asks the Kasha, does not say this. So again, the Arsperm will like going this Malach, a Chilik and the Yeshiva like having this Lumdus of this idea of a Tzumashim and Tais V'Shabbos, two separate Sukkahs over here. The Maaseis, the place does not seem to go this way. Tais V'Shabbos, you can couple the Raisas, not drop on this. Tosef Shabbos. Okay, I'm not coming from Kabbal Shabbos, I'm Kabbal Tosef Shabbos. Right, that's different. Come on, Mishmur did not go this way. He comes along and wants to Mechalik where the Kabbalah is coming from. Is the Kabbalah the Tzibur or the Kabbalah the Yachid? The case in Reish Tamechalik was when the Tzibur says Baruch, the Tzibur says Mishmur Yom Shabbos, the Tzibur, Maisim, Kabbalah upon himself, everything, even the Shvulsim. Mashenkin, when the Yochid is Mekabalit, when he said Taisu Shabbos, Lamni House, Mekabal Shabbos early, what time of the Maestro Shvusim Amotur? Now the Bialach, when he brings it down, he says this is what Pim Gordon says, and the Matzah of Brocho, the Shai Chuvo, and the Shulchan Atzei Shittim, and others. Maestro looked them up, that's all, they all bring down as one of the Tuotim, and have other Tuotim over here. Maestro, that's how Be'ikin the Mishmur seems to go. That's the Shmir Shabbos, or the Ati Yosef, the Orcha Shabbos, they pass in the Chilik, how you Mekabal Shabbos? Is it within the Tzibur, or within the Yochid? They point out, let's say the Tzibur also daven, and you go after the Tzibur. That means certain Tzibur in Eretz Yisrael, they mamish mekabel Shabbos and Shkiyo. Therefore, your Kabbalah is at Shkiyo also, but it's Tzibur Shavoy, if you will not have the Seter. Therefore, I know in my lobby they daven, they mamish get to Mizmah Shiliyam, and Shabbos always at Shkiyo. I might say, don't daven there. I daven by Reuben, which is usually always 10 minutes after Shkiyo. They seem to get to Mizmah Shiliyam, and Shabbos. Therefore, I'll be mamshich after them where I do daven there Friday night, and I'll have my Shabbos mitzvah tzibur shavoy 10 minutes after Shkia. That means you do have to know where you daven, even if you're not davening there. The shaila among the achronim is how do you look at the shtiblach over here? But let's say you want to be makbar, go the shita that this is where you always daven, then you be go after the tzibur. So according to the mishnah, there's a chilik over here whether it's a kabbalah of the tzibur, the kabbalah of the yochid. Now, aloch lemaisel. First, again, let's make this two halakhim. There's a Kabbalah Tzibur, Kabbalah Yochid. Negate Kabbalah Tzibur, that's what the Mishnah wants to say, that is Pshat and the Mechabal, the Maisa person has to be Machbar. However, Tzibur really is his question, he is Mechabar, he the Maisa is Mechel. So there's no such thing. Tzibur is Mechabal, who cares? All Shvus and the Maisa will be Mechel. Mishnah brings down the Talon of Taz, he says the Tzibur is that way, the Cham Tzibur that way. Now, those who want Talon of Maisa, it's Mutter, even by Kabbalah Tzibur. The Maisa Mishmur said to be Choshe, be Machbar, he brings down the Graz, the Chidon, others say the Maisa to be Machbar. He does say, Mishat and Chak, the Tzibur did not daven Ma'ariv yet, Echami wants to even Mekel. Otherwise, Be'ikul Pesachim saying Kabbalah Tzibur would not have the Heter of Shvulsim. The Geto, you have a Kabbalah of the Yochid, there's really a different Mishnah Berurah around. What are you going to do in the Geto Kabbalah of the Yochid? Really, there are two different cases. It could be a Yochid Mekabal in Shabbos before Ben Shmoshes, and there could be a case of Yochid Mekabal Shabbos after Ben Shmoshes, Mekabal Shabbos. Is there a difference in the Geto, the little signal of Shvus Ben Shmoshes? So before Ben Shmoshes, a person mekabel Shabbos. I mean, let's say Shabbos right now, Shkia is 4:45. So he's mekabel Shabbos at says in the calendar 4:05 or 4:20, 4:30, whatever he does. The Kamlung Mishmur says the vital all the Shvus can be Mekel. That's the Pasha Mishmur. El Rabbi Prim Gadol Meisel, the Lachos Shema Beis, the Shvus can be Mekel. However, after Ben Shmoshes, mekabel Shabbos, then there's a shaila how to read the Mishmur, the different ones around, Reish Samach Aleph. In Tav Yutes, over here in Tav Kol Chav Zayin, over here in Shin Mem Beis, this shall how to read the Mishnah Berurah. The way, and also even in not how to read the Mishnah Berurah, shall how to be passing the Mishnah Berurah. Where the Orcha Shabbos might be passing, the Yochad Mekal Shabbos at Ben Shmoshes, the Loch is you cannot do any Melach of Shvos. Also, that's the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, might be especially in Eretz Yisrael. He might say he went passing Goyim, Uchosh Megoyim. You have no head to Shvos. So they care. Might be Mekal Mekal. I'll tell the Sheni, the way the Shmir Shabbos Paskins and the Shmuel in Kurdish Alokas. Well, no, there's a head of Shmuel, Spanish Moshes. If he's not, again.
If
you're Mekabel after the first Spanish Moshes, the Shela had to be Noig, a Yochid. That means by Ruben, they dive in 10 minutes after Shkia. If I'm Mekabel Shabbos at Shkia, what's my Aloha? Can I do Shvosim? What? Yes, yes, that's the point. If Yochid Mekabel, does it knock away the Cheshbon?
What is the
Cheshbon? We'll get to why I made the Cheshbon. We'll get to Sudab Kabinas. The way on Maisa, the Shmir Shabbos and the Mishmul and Kabbalah all Allah said no, a Yoch could be Megal even Ben Hashmoshes. Or Shabbos says no, that's Upshan Mishnah. So a Yoch could be Machmah after Ben Hashmoshes. My point is how to read a Mishmul and how to pass the Mishmul on Mishnah Berurah.
So only if you're Makabal
earlier. Oh, so we'll get to it. So if so, first. So what comes out first practically to get this Indian, if the Tibur is Makabal Shabbos, Maisa there is no Heter of the Shmosim. If a Yoch is Makabal Shabbos after Ben Hashmoshes, we go like the Arkha Shabbos. After Shkio, so not after Mishra, after Shkio, then the Paschim say, Kun the Arkha Shabbos, you want to have Shabbos, you have no head to the Shvus Ben Hashmoshes. So what is the Nafkamina? Why are we giving these things? There'll be two Nafkaminas. One is, number one, a Yochud, is the Kabbalah Shabbos before Shkio. Very simple. The second is, you read the Mishra, this whole Chumra is only Megiah to Yisrael doing Malacha. A meal and Nafri, Kamal Mishra numerous times, it brings down. Will not have the chumra whether the tzibur is mekabled, whether the yoch is mekabled, and therefore all the chedri may be fallen. The nafkamina will be the case of meal and nafri. And we've never spoken it out. And meal and nafri will have this head, which is very practical in the numa shkunas. Shem shkunas will make an nafkamina. Fine. But in people who live in Galus, unfortunately, will make an nafkamina. They're going all around. That case will always have the head of a meal and nafri. Called the motion. Chutzos, you have 30 minutes. When I tell you have 10 minutes to get to meal and nafri. Negeta yochid achashkiyah. Then again, the shala how Jack the Paschal again, or Shabbos, Paschal the Chumru. Fine, that's the second shalav over here. Again, what came out, just to be clear, once you're covered by the Tzibur, the Maisa is going to be, you have no Hetav Shmos, except you have Hetav Emil and Ochri, and a Yochah before the Zman Shkio, where he's not Makabal. If he's not Makabal Achah Shkio, also you have a Hetav. I mean, instead of Mishmur, you have to speak out to Ayin Mekabal Shabbos. He's not Mekabal Shabbos. It happened naturally, you still have that also. That means if you stop, you're not saying that not Mekabal in your mind. You don't need that for the path. You have a Purush, you have a Mekabal. You have a Mechid Mekabal place for Shabbos 2 minutes before the end of Enish Moshes. That's the Chiyav. The Kiyim, you have a Purush. The Kabbalah Shabbos, you did not be done till 2 minutes before the end of Enish Moshes.
If
you're
not Mekabal Shabbos,
yeah. So the
you
the yes the shmush, I mean, yes the shmush, yes you can yes the shmush writes that he says if you're makabel you have a problem, if you're not makabel so fine, not makabel, that's what also you're discussing over here. It's only when you're makabel you have this problem. The chiyuv for sever Shabbos is only the last, he says only the end of Enish Moshes. The kiyum is earlier, but the kiyum is only the end of Enish Moshes. You don't have to say yes. Belave v'peh, the Chol Yisrael belave v'peh, still the Mishpura. The Olam seems to say belave, but the idea of being mafresh, everyone stops at Enish Moshes. No one does malacha. A lot of people not makabel. Why they're afraid? Something will happen. You never know. Medina, yeah. That's far as I see from the Mishpura. That's what's going on over here. It's all so good. He says, he writes over in the beginning of Shimon Beis that this halacha was saying, make it with Shavuot, how if you do the Kabbalah? Oh, what's he discussing? But that's the second. The third thing, negate his manim, this halacha is Erev Shabbos. What about negate the Moshe Shabbos? So come along with Shavuot, bring down the Magar Bram. He's mistapik that maybe Moshe Shabbos is different than Erev Shabbos. What's the chilek? On Erev Shabbos, that's him during the week, the halacha is, you like to malacha, come finish Moshe, you must sopik if you have a reason to be mafish malacha. So you have chazak mikara, they allowed to do malacha. Chazak mikara, it was during the week leading to Shabbos. The chilbis in Erev Shabbos and Moshe Shabbos. We're bringing down the shaila, what's the halacha negate to Erev Shabbos and negate to Moshe Shabbos? Erev Shabbos is the sugi over here. What about Moshe Shabbos? It says the Magavam, mesveke lo toga kedusha. Meaning, that on Erev Shabbos, a person who had a chazakah, he can do malacha, can finish Moshe, not sore, but father chazak, he can't be mekel on shulsim. Mashek, if you have Shabbos, you cannot do any malacha, you cannot do shulsim. And come down Moshe Shabbos. You had a Cheskes Sisser. You're not sure you have a Sofik of the Rabbonim. This Benish Moshe can be Mekel or not. So we know the Klom of the Odeya Simikov, the Shach says, you have a Sofik of the Rabbonim, you have a Cheskes Sisser. The Halacha is you have to be Machmer. So you're not sure you have a Heter. What is it Yom or is it Laila? Not sure if it's Yom or Laila. It says the Mokha Ram. Look, Moshe Shabbos, love Dapto, you'll have this Heter. But it's the Mulchajbim. The nice thing, Halacha is Marach about this. He brings down that the Chidol says before Shiraj, but it's Sigin Erevin, says you do have a Heter. You do have a Heter over here. And therefore, at Tversol and the Graz are for Shulchul and Maisa, they come look, Nimus are French, Dinah. You do have the same Heter on Moshe Shabbos whenever your Benish Moshe is. Atala Shaynin, the Mishmur brings down, the Chayotim, and the base and the Yeshua Siakul. Others want Maisa won't be Machmer. They come from three different places to be Machmer. One beside the Sugya Eli of a Cheskes Isser. A second reason how Be'ikna Mishmua seems to go, when you look at the Sugya of Ben Hashmosh and Daf Lama Dalad, the Gemara's Machlokes is a Keherif Ayin, or is it 3/4 mil? The Gemara is clearly Paschkes like both in Lechumra. Except Erev Shabbos, it can be 3/4 mil, that's what starts. The Keherif Ayin, the blink of an eyelid, the Gemara says it after, the Rishonim learns after 3/4 mil. So the Gemara says, Negeh to Truma can be Machmer even in the case of Keherif Ayin. If so, come along, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says 3/4 mil. Ruchlish of Yosef even Keref Ayin. If so, come along, that says Keref Ayin after 3/4 mil. That means you have to pass a whole time Benish Moshes according to Rabbi Yosef to get Benish Moshes. Therefore, you cannot be Mekel Pert in 3/4 mil. According to Rabbi Yosef, not Benish Moshes at all. Ruchlish of Yosef, she says Gemara. Therefore, says the Bialach over here, you have no head to Moshe Shabbos, be Mekel on the Benish Moshes. But he ends up with some, with the Beis Meir says, Eilu Bekim, when exactly is Benish Moshes. Therefore, these reasons, the Meshavu Kamalom said to be Machmer on this idea of Moshe Shabbos, you won't have the head to Benish Moshes. Meister, the way how Moshe Kamalom says to Paskin, again the same tshuva over there, Chelik Dal, Simon Tzav HaBeis, he says, Meister, shall we pass like the Mogar Ramanat, or Chosh the Mogar Ramanat, he's at Archa Shulchan, Meshavu, others. The Meister, what he wants to tell is that until he's going to go to the numbers, is 9:39, that'll be the, he said the first 39 minutes, first 40 minutes, Baruch, he comes along and says, Maisa, you have a case of either Benish Moshes or Kodimei Tam, it's Vadayoyim. But the ending point, after 40 minutes, he says, what do you have? According to the going is Vaday Laila. According to Mei Tam, it's Savag Yom Savag Laila. So here, Maisa, once he makes it, he can make it Svek Svek, a little cooler, and after 41 minutes, he can make one Shvosim. Then Moshe says, Maisa, it would be Choshev about. And even if we want to be choish for them, he said, if you don't go like the Mogar Avram, then after 10 minutes, the Maisa maybe can make a lot of Benish Moshes. If you go like the Mogar Avram, you want to tell him after 41 minutes, after 40 minutes, the Maisa can make a lot for Benish Moshes. Which comes out very good. A lot of people in this country, or in general, are Machmer for a Mei Tam. A lot of people are Machmer for a Mei Tam. The Machmer for the Raisa is not for the abundance. The question, where in the world is that coming from? So one very simple story could say, the Shell of the Mei Tam, Machmer, Chash the Raisa, will be Machmer for the abundance, and not Makabalit. You say even better. The reason why people make and draw bonds, why? Chavrias doesn't make and draw bonds. He says shvush in benesh moshes with its klolim. We'll get to the klolim. The meister person can be makel. Every time when a person comes back from shul and erisel after the davening, they be makel bein tam. They're in the benesh moshes bein tam. That's all they're in. No one is in the goyim. Their path is vadalel according to goyim. The only thing they really left in pashas is not is the benesh moshes of bein tam. That's all you have. So that's why shvush. We have mechaber that way. That means you want to know why the oil is makel on shvusim, even those who are machmer. People say you machmer bein tam, you be mezalzel in shvusim. How do we be mezalzel in shvusim? Mezalzel mechaber says motor. It's mechaber. It's supposed to say it's motor. Sorry. The last after people, you daven ma'ariv usually 36. You get them at 45. People wait to do abdullah till 72. They do abdullahs. What's that doing to the abdullahs? This is halacha. Shvus benish moshes to rabbanu ma'aser. It's mutter. Again, we'll get this klal, which is type of mitzvahs. But the shaka makor va'ik say sam wasn't makabel for rabbanu. That can be very simple. This is makor. The ma'aser, what to go do? Again, the motion shuva says he's going to America. He says after 40 minutes he can make a shvusim. The ma'aser, the swarminate. So they bring down that Strumbach says you have after 18 minutes he can be makel. Rav Ziel Orbach ma'aser says after 20 minutes. Rav Shmuel Orbach says in our Shabbos after 17 minutes because they're going more in it. So they come along with paskin. That the ik is goinim, and therefore they come along with the chush, even for a mogad of rum shita, they come along say 17, 18, 20 minutes, you can be makel benish moshes. So also, you wonder why people who are makel benish moshes to do abonos, meister, that the ik we passing goinim over here, and not the reason. Now, this Indian was saying to be makel, machalik to the mogad of rum shita, what to go do. What about the gate of meal and nochri? So there is a mission of brew and simon rish, I involve, we'll get to Bez Hashem in a week or two. That there's a mechab that brings down the pala itter shito that a person can be makel on all the mir that offers by all derises by mokum mitzvah. Any mitzvah you want to tell a goy to put on your light in your house on Shabbos, no problem. Maestro Bishwur said not to be semich upon it. But here in the gate, in the case of Moshe Shabbos, Mishwur brings up to be regarded to mitzat lochel. I mean, mokum mitzvah, he says, even for derises, adem milanochi, maybe a person can be makel, satim makel. I'm not a clue by in the gate of milanochi.
the Nachi is down, they grew more cold cow than other shusim.
So the Maisa came out with Negetis Manu, because of four things: the practical Zman of Shmoshes, the second thing of Kaisa Shabbos, third Kabbalah Shabbos, the fourth is Moshe Shabbos. Those are the four Zman we discussed. Now, once we finish this Zmanim, what is this head of Shmoshes? What is the case we're discussing to Yimach over here? So, look at Makar the Beis Yosef, he brings down it's a Sugya and Erev and Daflam Beis, the Mishnah of Perakimel, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah over there says you put on an Erev on top of a tree that is the Maila Meisar Tvachim, the Locha is not in an Erev. You can't get to it. The Mat Meisar Tvachim, the Maisar is an Erev. Back to Gemara, where is this tree? The tree in Rishus Yochad, the tree in Rishus Rabin, in Rishus Yochad, it's in Yerushus, which is on top of 10 Tvachim, below 10. If it's in Rishus Rabin, the Maisar be Mishdamish be Elon. We learned already a couple weeks ago, I went to get tested, it's the Mishnah Lam Avav. Then, also the Shtamish B'ilon. So, how in the world can a person have this Erev on the tree, Lamat Me'ezara? Why is it mutter for it? Might be Shtamish B'ilon. Says the Gemara, brings down the Rebbe, says, you know why? Because Shtamish B'ilon is a Shvus. And called Dov Mishum Shvus, Lagozulov Venish Moshes. Rebbe Shito, Shana Mishnah, although some of our Chenim Alum Shat in the Sugyo, it's a Kamlis, the case that we discussed earlier. The Kamlis, Maitre will not go there. So, we have a Sugyo very clearly, then again, it's an Erev. A person has a right, they put it in a case where it's either Matme Asara, Mishdamish B'ilon, when a Kamlis, will not be a Baya, because the Sugya of Nikaita and Erev goes after Menish Moshes, and there's no Shmos in Menish Moshes. Coming further the Mishnah, the Mishnah of Lamdal and Beis, the Mishnah over there says the person that has a Migdal, it puts the Erev inside the Migdal, inside his tower, the door is locked, he has no key. The halacha is, it knocks in the Erev, says Abel Ozer. Why? Because he can break down the door, he can break down the door, Menish Moshes. Therefore, he says, "Naktin nichol and get over erev." Come along, the Achrayim would say, "The Meister is a shvus benish moshes. You knock down the door; it's toisus shlam nas levnos. What's the bayah? Why in the world is the blazer saying it's naktin the erev? According to my thoughts, the blazer is rabbi. So there is one mahalach and those one time different rishonim. One time the blazer holds the echnami. We are going to shvus benish moshes, and Rabbi says we are not going to shvus benish moshes. But however, Rabbi who we do pass like." That we're not going to Shvus Benish Moshes, all Shvus the Maisel Motor, a Kamal the Maisel, all Shvus the Motor. Maisel, that's not how the Beisir is being done the Maka Mishnah. You want to say there's no Machlaikis. You want to tie a real, sorry, that's Kulun, that's Machlaikis, and therefore Kamal the Mishnah. We say we pass like Rabbi, we pass like Rabbi Aleph. Therefore, Kamal, number one, we have a clear Sugya Mishnah, we pass like Rabbi. The Loch is that the person has a Benish Moshes and all the Shvus the Aleph. The second thing, we have another Sugya in Shabbos of Lama Dalit, the Lama says, Bevem Malikim. Over there it says it was some chashecha or some ein chashecha. What's the lacha? Benish Moshes. First, cannot do ma'isa and vladai, or cannot be tefillas kelim, cannot be malikim as an eris. Now malik as an eris is dinner aisa. But tefillas kelim is dinner abonim. Ma'isa as a truma is a dinner abonim. The chur, why can we not do it? It's Benish Moshes. We're not going to shvus Benish Moshes. The fourth mission that says clearly Benish Moshes, a person, cannot be tefillas kli. Why not? Can they come from ma'isa? Why not? So again, those one time maybe that's Rebbe Shito, and we pass him like that's Rebbe Loza Shito. We pass him like Rebbe. Like that's not how the Makom Mishnah answers. He wants a Taino. Echanami, the only heter of Shus B'Menesh Moshes is only B'Mokah Mitzvah. That means you learn the Sugya of Erevin to make an Erev. The Loch is you only now make an Erev B'Mokah Mitzvah. If B'Mokah Mitzvah, the Loch is the person has a heter of Shus B'Menesh Moshes. Person make lunch for him. But Stamzai Tevel in the Sanzar of Shabbos no heter. Maita food that's not in the Sarah Shabbos is no heter. Why unfortunately? Which is just Benish Moshe cannot be Tevil Kli. Cannot be Maisa Zavadak. So the number, so come along, even though we have this heter of Shvus, we're not Glazer, come along the Rambam, brought up on the Mechab over here, the Loch is only Motor when? For Mokka Mitzvah. Mokka Mitzvah. Now once we have this heter of Mokka Mitzvah, the numerous Lushayis among the Achrenim, how do you define to get a Mokka Mitzvah? That means we have this heter of Mokka Mitzvah, and the grass says Daf means a mitzvah of Eretz or Passover, not Daf means on Shabbos. Paskim say means any mitzvah that we cannot do. That if you don't do now, we'll miss the chance over here. Now we look around the Achronim, there seem to be seven Lashenis that are equal to the idea over here in the gate of Mokka Mitzvah. So one Lashen again is very clear. They point out Mokka Mitzvah Ma'aseh and Motur. The second Lashen Mishmor brings down or Vilum Chabing down a case of Shasat Chak. Now the case of Shasat Chak, the word of Mishmor is Shasat Chak Gadol. He says in Nichol Shav the case of mitzvah. So the Mishmur was like mitzvah is motor, shasat chak gadol, also the mitzvah is motor. What's the example of shasat chak gadol? So let's say you run away from a kusi, he's going to hit you, injure you. The mitzvah have a right over here to make all the shvusim mitzvah the kusi. Building upon that says the Mishmur, same thing, the loss of the machabing down that someone's turned the nechbaz alo. someone who's very tired and overwhelmed by the moment. So Kamal Mishabura said that's also, what does that mean? It's nichol together with Tzarek Shabbos, someone's with Tzarek Shabbos. It's also another lashon, the Pesach can say, it's nichol together with Shatach Chak, it's nichol together with Makam Mitzvah, it's mutter. But they say, any Tzarek Shabbos also nice is mutter. What? The Makam Mitzvah is also. That means the Pesach can say, any Pesach is oinig negate Shabbos, tell the guy to go do a few negate Shabbos. So we have one lashon of mitzvah that from say means shatz chagadol, means torah v'nechbos, means any tzarif Shabbos, all nichol yisoid of mitzvah. Vayi kamal mishmon says once you have had the makom mitzvah, you look around numerous times. Chazal make a makom mitzvah, whether it's your day, whether it's hilchos Shabbos. Chazal make also makom have simurba. Leave the shayatin over here and in the simurba that chazal brings down and the shibura makom hesed gadol simurba also means after mashal a person can be makel. When he says, once we have this heter, for example, in the sugya of Mir Lanachri, over there it says you have a heter of Mir Lanachri when Mach Mitzvah, Mach Mehefta Gadol and Tzarek Gadol. So the Mishmur here also you have a heter of the Tzarek Gadol. It's equated to the idea of Mach Mitzvah. He says, what's the get of Tzarek Gadol? Let's not have Simurba. He says, people are overwhelmed by the moment they don't have they forgot the Neshama to be lit the Yartzeh candle. He says, that's a Tzarek Gadol. A Yartzeh candle for the Shama over here. They would say, Nichol, it's not a Hef Simurba. It's not Mach Mitzvah. It's nothing. What is it? Tzarek Gadol. They read Michael. Why the Pesach want to bring down another lashon of Tzar HaKov, someone who's in pain, they get your food, medicine, stuff like that, also they want to nichol neged of Mokka Mitzvah. So again, even though we have one heter, but building upon that heter, they have numerous different lashonis they apply it to, which you see equates the idea of mitzvah. I mean, that means either it's Tzar of Shabbos, we have Segadol, or Shatat Chak, or Torah, or all these different lashonis, all the Achonim, we look at Mishmur slowly, he's saying it equates the idea of Mokka Mitzvah and Mutter. It's nichli the tzarif Shabbos or mitzvah. It's all, it's both. It's all, coming out of the heter of the makar of Magen Mishnah of Gedra Mitzvah. Now, even though we have this heter of Makom Mitzvah of Shavuos Ben Hashmoshes, there are really the certain times it's not true, and certain times it's even true without the Makom Mitzvah. Both, we have exceptions to the rule both ways. First, I point out the Mishnah is saying Daf Lamed Aleph and Shabbos that Ben Hashmoshes, a person cannot do Tovlas Pli a Meiser as a Vaday. Why? The Rambam understanding is not the Makom Mitzvah. Everyone knows the ratio of the Mitzvah, of the Mishnah. The ratio of the Mishnah says how we can do Meiser and Demai. A person can make an Erech HaTzeres, you can't do Atmano. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. And that's not the Makom Mitzvah. The Seva is not the Makom Mitzvah. The ratio is not the Makom Mitzvah. They will point out the Achronim and say you do not need the Klal of Makom Mitzvah when the Ger negate Erech HaTzeres, negate Atmano, negate Demai. These things will not need the Klal. It's always Mutter. All Shmosh and Menesh Moshes, the Meiser will be Mutter. Why is it more kal? So Erev Shabbos gets about why that's more kal if you want to, or Ayin Beis. These examples of the Mishnah comes out to Cheshbon, we do not need the Yisrael of Mokka Mitzvah, or Hefzid. You can make a stumble, you want mapish to my laptop people have in the house, think the Iva Meiser. You want an Iva Meiser on Shabbos, even not Mokka Mitzvah, that means the food is not needed for Shabbos, or Mokka Zilatu. Even not the Erev Shabbos, not Mokka Mitzvah, you have enough food in the house. You know, I want this one also. Not 27 sorry, next time. Sorry. Why not? According to the Mishnah, the Meister can. Ibn Meister. Interesting case, which we'll get to, I think, in a week or two. The Simon Rishon Beis, the Sugya of Hashmos called hearing things in a person's house. The Meister is Machlik, the Amor Machab, the Meister is Mekel. The Amor Meister is Mach, but they cannot hear any sound, the Kol, Ashra Melzer, Kol going out of your house. The Amor is Machmer, and therefore, for example, you cannot have your alarm. Less Makom Mitzvah they get involved with, or the case in the Shulchan Aruch, the case of your alarm, it's basically a clock, the case in the Shulchan Aruch. It's because people seem to let the dryer is going to Ben Hashmoshes. The dryer make a lot of sound. Now, if it does not make any sound, all can be heard in that room, no problem. But the Anhoga seems to be by the Noshim, not the Anoshim, but the Noshim, that they let the dryer put on, and it'll go into Ben Hashmoshes. So it speaks out the Nishma Shabbos. The Meister Kun Mechab is Mutter. Kun Amor is Mutter Makom Hefzid. Makom Hefzid, the Meister means Me'ikra Din is Mutter. So you want to tell us, better what is a Shavuos Ben Hashmoshes. A Shavuos Ben Hashmoshes, which you are not doing, it's like a guy doing it, you have a head to whether you make Kabbalah Shabbos or Tai Shabbos, should not make a difference. And then you want to tell us, Afi Cheshbon, Maisa, no problem, like your dryer going into. No, again, the Ramos says, by a Shmos call, Mach Mehefzid Mutter in general. That's the Ramos. They point out what the Ramos means, like when they say, it means Ikka Dinan Smutter. So we're Chosh Mach Mehefzid Mutter, Mach Mehefzid Mutter, Mach Mehefzid Mutter, Mach Building upon that, it's a Shavuos. That we're making Makom Hefzid, and therefore it's nichol in the study of Amir Lanachri, because you're not doing it, right? They're doing it. You want to tell you want to let your dryer go for the next half hour in America, the next 10 minutes there, so was heard outside. The mice, no problem. Come down to the secular. Sorry? Okay. You have a makom mitzvah, that's you doing
makom mitzvah, but it's not if you need it for Sunday. It's not have a loaded, you need it for Sunday, but Shabbat.
I have, but usually you have to know how wet. If it's very wet, you might have had to be tan makom hefset. Anyway, hefset removal. Gonna get ruined, get moldy maybe. What?
A lot of times, I mean, nowadays you probably
can't
even dry.
After, why can't you open it? Okay, I'm not as fancy as certain people here. Sorry? I don't know how the dryers are. Well, the Maisa, they discussed other tape, maybe make all Benish Moshes, what's the Lachash Moshes, Shwos, Tini Nikol, the Chom, the Chanscho. Maisa Mishmuni Sartov, he said, even though we have a head to mock the mitzvah, there are certain cases, very important cases, that we would not have the center for. He sends you one case, he starts over the Simon, sends you top test. Over there, discussing when you have an area on top of an elon, the elon is getting a little bit hard over here, and if you have a bayah of a korv lechir chatzos, the person is going to break off the branch over here. Then what's that tiny, and again, putting an area on top of a branch is getting a little bit harder, and what's that tiny, you will not have the head even of a mokka mitzvah, it's korv lechir chatzos. Another example says korv lechir chatzos, you will not have the head even of a mokka mitzvah. He says the law is that a person can carry things less than dal amis, fok min dal amis ishus rabim, one tarmi dinoi, have a over and over, the same thing over and over is osmi dabonim. She says, even though the law is for Ben Shmosh, the Maisa person can make a mock mitzvah, but not for this, he quotes from Gadam, comes from Ariel, not for this, why? Because Korv Lechiv Chatas. The main Nafkamina of this case is the Meshmur being down the case of Melochlo Shein Tzvich Luguchoy, and the Meshmur being down the case of Shinoi. I mean, people want to be making Ben Shmosh doing their races, Aliday Melochlo Shein Tzvich Luguchoy, Aliday Shinoi. Kelm the Meshmur and says, the Maisa, since number one, Melochlo Shein Tzvich Luguchoy is the Ram Meshito of Oid, is Korv Lechiv Chatas. David wants Taina, you will not have even Mokka Mitzvah, a case of a head to Mokka Shein Tzvich Lugufoi, and the ground says the place can be Shmuel and Ishmael Shabbos and others bring down, the Lokas, you won't have a head to Mokka Mishinoi. Therefore, I know the Elam seems to think, I do not find anyone who's Mekel straight up, the Elam likes thinking Shmosh Ben Shmosh to be Mekel of Mokka Mishinoi, because it's a case of the Raisi doing Bederk to Rabbanon. The Maisa, the Cheshman, the Shmuel, and those speak out clearly, there is no head to doing a Shmosh Ben Shmosh, even by Mokka Mitzvah, and have to move on to they do discuss what about me metalkal muksur benish moshes. Again, all these cases we're discussing benish moshes about mitzvahs. Again, either in a case where you're not mekabel bepeh, or in a case over here that you were mekabel as erev Shabbos, or asking your girl to go do it. What about me metalkal muksur because you want your house to be let's say clean, massage your house. So there is one child that is a klish malach to the iser. Maybe there is no problem. Maybe it's get him tzarku for you. Shmachol yisal poiskim if you have such a heter. Let's say muksur machmas kufay or you call the machmim a klish malach iser. Kamlan of Shmuel says that's a mitzvah, cover Shabbos, being clean. So you want time to move any muksa to cover Shabbos, finish Moshes, the mice is no problem. Sorry? You will have no migud is katsoy. You do. You cannot move it on Tzarek Shabbos. It is, it's muksa. Except you have. I can't, Tzarek Kuva Tzarek Kuva Tzarek Kuva Tzarek Kuva Tzarek Kuva. What? So I said, again, if Shishu Makhla Esa, you might have that to Makhla's of Paiskim. Muksa Makhla Kuva, you still won't have that there. I simple button you have to your shuffle for the sport. Yeah, sure, you're right.
Legate serve Shabbos, you never have to be used to say. They don't want Shabbos now, we'll serve Shabbos, we'll never have to be used to
say. I'm not sure that's the same thing. So the Maestro comes along, that those want to bring down the Mokh Mitzvah, the people have a head to Mesh Mosh, it's people moving Mokh Mitzvah. The Maestro, the Ketubas, or the Nishma Shabbos, the Master Shabbos, or the Kremt Halachas, all bring down, you can move Mokh Mitzvah, Benesh Mosh, when a person was not Mekabel Shabbos prepare, who was Arfa Shabbos, or even if you're not Mekabel, there's only not the Tzibas Mekabel Shabbos.
Your wife, she
like 20, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40. Oh, so. One other thing I forgot to mention before, what happens when a wife is Mekabel Shabbos by Lokas Neiris? Is that Nichol Geda of Kabbalah B'Tzibur or Kabbalah B'Yochid? Nafkamina is your question. So there's a B'Yalokha on Tavkav Chavzayin, he wants a tiny as a Nichol Geda of Kabbalah B'Tzibur. And they won't have any of these Aterium. The Mice and Muslim say he's not necessarily where he's coming from. And there's a Graz and others bring down, even Shmuel Mice wants to say Michael and go Nalak to Shibur. And he wants time to the turkey and go upon the Mishnah, one time he has to get it to Bol B'Yochid. Mice, if you go like the Mishnah Bureau, you'll find that Isha will not have any of these attempts. Once she's Mekabel Shabbos, but Lokas Neiris. The mice in numerous form do not go like this Mishnah Bureau. The mice, they want to kind of as a getter of a Kabbalah B'Tzibur. They say before Shemiri that way, Kabbalah B'Yochid. I'm thinking, if you want to go that way, again, there's a big shalom that I quite want to go do. Mice in Shemiri Shabbos, Mishnah Bureau is Mice's Machmer. So if you follow the Mishnah, the Maisa, none of these things will apply to get to your wife when she's Mekabel Shabbos. She has a get of a tzibur. Now, how does that work? Why she get of a tzibur? Yesh lachem. But again, that's where it comes out. Now, once we have the head to Makom Mitzvah, come on the place and they just discuss what is Makom Mitzvah. They point out, we read a little singular Simon Shin Lama Gimel, Aruch, the Kampi House. You have to go to Shvosim. Now, what is an Aruch? That means a neighbor. That means an Aruch that comes from out of the city. We discussed already. If you want to get Negev to Lechem Mishnah, Nichol get a Mitzvah. Negev to Yayin Bekiddush, Nichol get a Makom Mitzvah. Negev for medicine that you want to take, also Nichol get a Mitzvah. You want to take medicine. You cannot take in Shabbos, Benish Moshes. But in time, my sin is not a problem taking on Benish Moshes.
Some
people
get a tuna?
No, I don't find any. No, not everybody. The cheshbon of the Mishabur sounds like it should not be the same thing, but no one's matter it. They point out the grass and puts it together. The grass after it, and no one, I seem, that matters it. Shinoi. The Mishabur said, Malachar Shin Tzimu Yufa Tzimu Machman, number one, the Rambam, and number two, we know it's more Machman all of the times. Those two spars not apply to Shinoi. But I don't see anyone Makel. I see the spar being down the grass as Machman, because Kipshu would be not Machman. It doesn't mean that anyone's Makel. The new Pesach Yeshua just came out in this year, doesn't mean that anyone was making a machine like it. Even Shmuel's Machmer. What? Even Shmuel, that's for him. I have to read that statement just because of him. Fine. The Maestro, in this signal here, one of the main cases everyone likes discussing is, let's say you get stuck in a car on Ben Shmoshes. Can you go drive your car Ben Shmoshes to where you have to go?
Right.
What?
Right.
Also, we'll get to 2 points. Right. So the two cases. One case, you're driving the car. One is a taxi driving the car. Two different cases over here. So first, they get to a case where it's Mam Shisol driving it. You're saying very clear. It speaks out of the place. Nishma Shabbos is the case. Guy who's driving is on the bridge. He saw the sunset very clear. And he says, Echlami, you turn off the engine, put the car on the side on the bridge. He says, you have kids with you, you walk. That's what you're going to do. If you're in a dangerous neighborhood, so you have to walk wherever you're going, you might have a head to mitzvah koch nefesh. But chutz mizeh, the maestro, you can lose your car, they'll take it. What happens, you get fines for it, no big deal. Maestro, the law says, ain't eight of eight tuna neged Hashem, you're driving the car, the law of the reiser, loist about each b'chol moshvaseich, and passing the Torah, combustible engine. You can get involved with electric cars, which I think anyway also has derisors inside of it. It goes two ways, electric and also the case of combustible engine. If you won't have the head to over here, the maestro, you're stuck. Question more negate to when a guy driving. I have numerous people, I've heard numerous stories, people getting stuck in their Shabbos. First of all, everyone says you should not get stuck. It's all about just practically not being that much over here. However, you know, sometimes, you know, a person told me he was taking a flight to one place or another, doing a share breakfast, and there's snowing outside, and kids, he's in his taxi, and the question was how far can he travel to get his own share breakfast, him and his caliber in the taxi. And the maestro, he called up different people, they gave him a certain amount of time what to go do. And the kids, he ended up having the share brachas. They had one without him, he did not get there. He ended up having it by Lapiansky in Silver Springs. He ended up having it there. They called him up also right before Shkia, said you might have a custom call and get to you. And the maestro, they didn't get to him. The maestro, that's how far they got. They were, I think, 100 miles away where they're supposed to go. But actually, everyone has their own story. So the question is, can you get a good driving Benish Moshes? What's the question over here? What's the shy little course? Benish Moshes was might not be a problem. Don't make Kabbalah Shabbos. You know, just let it happen naturally over here. My baya. The Maestro Chor, especially you're traveling, laptop, you have a team that you're misafis to. So the question is, we have again the laws the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says when you have an area that's inside the Migdal, what's the halacha? The halacha is you cannot break it down. So the shy little, what's your laws of Shito? The way the Rabbi Mishnah from the Rabbi Mishnah says, really, if laws holds, there's no Shvus Benish Moshes. But here, the Avodah Shita is there two shvosim. Be metal to the sakin, and the whole halacha will be metal to the sakin only for Iker, Tashmisha, and negate the Sugya Mokso. The second, you're breaking down the rope over here, the Chavom will be metal to the Sugya of Saiser. You have two shvosim. To make a shvos, Benesh Moshe is only one shvos. But not two shvosim. Shvos Yaakov, the Eglital, others bring it down. By two shvosim, you don't have the heter. Sanashani, the Chavnish, Portam, Chavim, Yashki, brings riots against it. One time, you do have a heter when you have two shvosim. Nukh Tatar, if Harishal wants to bring a riot against it. Other one say forget, for Shabbos and Pascha not the way. Sada Shlishi, the web Kiveget for Yisrael goes, really depends on two Shvosim being done at the same time. Ozer Chazer, being done at the case by Metatl Sak is not the same time as doing the case of Saiser, maybe Motor. But Vavat Akhaz, the Maisa will be also. The Yifu, come on Mishma Shabbos discussing in a car with a guy. Once a time though, what is the Isser being in a car with a guy? We discussed it with time, each know what the Isser is. On the side there's a real Isser, what is the Isser really? It's only a case of a Grama. and a meal and ochri. It's ismitan meal and ochri, right? Tell them to go dry for you. That's certainly necessary to drabanon, meal and ochri. Also, you have a case of an isser on the tzad, it's also mitan gromo. You have two drabanons over here, two shmusim over here.
What's the
grammar? Sorry? I said on the tzad, that you say that you're adding weight to it. Right. On that, that's drabanon, you can do that, right? So on the tzad that's grum again, those who say the mitzvah is we're not adding weight and not adding anything, no ribushurim, nothing at all, so you only have one drop on. But the tzad to aser is a grum on ribushurim, that's the tzad to aser, and plus you have a meal menokri, you have two drop on. So on the tzad that two shvos, we not can even make them on the shmosses, you'll have a bayah, those who want to pass like this way, they're going to tell, come along, you won't have a head to a good drug, you'll be on the shmosses. Lemaisa, they say. Shmir Shabbos paskin not the way they call it Chaz Nish Lachaim Kiniyatski. They paskin not this way. So Ma'aser is stuck with Shabbos Chag Gadol. The Ma'aser one tiny can be makel on two Shvosim by guy. How long you finish Moshe is? They put in America. Everyone tells the stories until 30 minutes. Some go they all make a new bayit tam. Maybe you can go even further. You can maybe go into 72 minutes. Depends what you ikra hold the lock is. That means you only be machmir bayit tam. About you can go 72 minutes. About you have to stop at 40 or maybe 30. But otherwise, the loch is you have mamish benish moshes. There's shvus benish moshes, makam tzar kodov, makam mitzvah, meal and ochel meitzin mutter, even your makabel Shabbos. Only child to get to grum over here. Here maybe you have had to makam mitzvah anyway. The grum and makam hefzal meitzin mutter, you're being stuck with no man's land. You might have another mitzvah. But otherwise, it comes along that that's where the minig of the ilm is to be makel. Agam, everyone says, if I know the meitzin in Lakewood a couple of years ago, there's a whole bus thinking about the status of those Shabbos other than yonim. The technical aspect of the Svartini Michael is very simple. A meal and offering. The Maisel Shvos Benish Moshes. Whatever your Benish Moshes is, they tell me, I think they went came in after 72, right? That was a Paya, Lakewood. But the Maisel, if you do not have this Avadi, you stop by this man. Which man? You have to know who you are. Chosid, Litvak, the Yeshiva, what exactly your halacha is. I mean, they get numerous halachas, you have to know what exactly your halacha is. And once you know that, halacha, Islam, and Chor, that's the Makoti Michael, they're getting to go drive you Benish Moshes. My Bez Hashem on Wednesday will be Mamshech the Sugya of
If you told an Arab before Shabbos.